This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Now, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And it is such a pleasure. Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey, joining us today. And it's been a long time. I just realized you have not been on for a while, Michael Olson. Michael Olson is a nationally syndicated... He's a nationally syndicated news talk program personality. He brings issues of agriculture, food, and environment to the table for discussion. And, Michael, you have been a reporter and a journalist covering food and agriculture for a lot of years. And when did the plant spark your interest? When did the hemp/cannabis plants catch your eye?
Well, you know, as a baby boomer, it's always been pretty much in the forefront of all of our attention since, what, way back in high school, when it gets right down to it, thanks to the federal government's efforts to prohibit the plant and the way it held up that plant to our attention. It's always been there, and it's always been a focus of pop culture. So to say when did it first capture my attention, boy, that would go way, way, way back.
Yes.
To when I was just a kid growing up in Montana.
And where are we? Let's talk about there's so much that we need to talk about, but let's talk about why do you think it is that there is such a divide in this country about a plant that has such a strong track record? Whether you get high or not is not the point. This plant is changing lives for so many people. And we have someone coming on a little bit later with multiple sclerosis and how it's changed their lives. The CBD has changed children with epilepsy. Ruby B is a wonderful company that is devoted to making hemp products that are sustainable and good for you, using hemp t-shirts and their fun lines and all of that. So you know and I know that this plant has the ability to bring in revenue, has the ability to clean the soil, has the ability to help with pain and lots of other issues. It goes on and on and on. And why are we not talking about the financial aspects of how this plant could be a game changer, Black, Brown, and Latino communities?
Well, you know, Frankie, you've led me to what I would like to talk about today, which is the greatest cannabis crime ever committed. And to understand exactly what that crime is, I'd like to first start to tell the story of my most recent food chain radio program called High on Hemp. I featured a farmer named Mike Keller of New Progress Farm out in Bakersfield, California, who is growing hemp for the single purpose of making materials to grow homes with. He's growing cannabis. He's turning that cannabis into building materials. Now, that's something brand new on the horizon of the use of cannabis. And that led me to think, why have we not been thinking in these terms before? Because as you go back in history, you see that cannabis has been a good and faithful servant to people forever, for as long as we've been on this earth. As a matter of fact, it goes back to Herodotus, who was writing about 3,000 years ago, about this group of people that he met while in his travels through the Middle East called the Scythians. Now, have you ever heard of a term called the Scythian fire, Frankie?
No.
Okay, so imagine, you know, you're in a tribe of wandering people, and you're just trying to figure out how to get by in the world, and there's nothing out there in the, to protect you from all the predators like the roaming lions. What? It's just you, and your spouse passes away. How do you celebrate a funeral? Well, what the Scythians did to celebrate the passing of somebody was that they would throw hemp seeds on the fire, and they would breathe the smoke. And what Herodotus said about them, this is how he described that ceremony of breathing in the smoke. He said, this gives the Scythians such delightful satisfaction that they shout with joy. So here's a way of facing that great universe and all of the threats and all of the scariness. And to be able to shout with joy. What a great thing that was. And, of course, cannabis came with us all down through time. It provided clothing for our backs. It gave us the wings to sail across the ocean. It provided the essential fatty acids, the omega-3s and omega-6, with which we needed to build a bigger brain. It provided medicines like you were just talking about, and even metal for cars. My goodness, Henry Ford used cannabis to make metal to build his cars with. And there's this wonderful video of him banging on this hemp car with a sledgehammer, demonstrating the durability of this stuff. So this plant traveled down through history with us as a good and faithful servant. But then, in the 1930s, we, the people, needed it for another purpose entirely. We needed it because we needed something to prohibit. Now, why would we want to prohibit this plant that's been with us all of those through the millenniums as a good and faithful servant? Well, we needed it because the Volstead Act, the prohibition of alcohol, was ending in 1933. It was over. And there was this army of prohibitors with nothing to do. So they focused their attention on this devil weed they called marijuana. And they talked the world into prohibiting it. And they had a job. And they could spend hundreds of millions of dollars through the years prohibiting this plant that came down through time with us as a good and faithful servant. And then it's such an incredible... Listen to what Harry Anslinger, who was the leading force of this prohibition, he was the one who pointed the cannabis at to marijuana and said it was just devil weed. This is what he said. Now this hemp is the finest fiber known to mankind. My God, if you ever had a shirt made of it, your grandchildren will never wear it out. We need this.
It's true.
It's true.
It's so true.
And he said, we used to see marijuana in the yards of Polish families. We'd go in and start to tear it out, and the old man came out with a shotgun yelling, these are my clothes for next winter. So that, to me, is the epitome of the ultimate crime, cannabis crime, committed by people against people. Because they needed something to prohibit, they focused our attention on the single use of cannabis as an intoxicant, thereby eliminating all of the other, 50,000 possible uses of this plant. So they just focused our attention on that one
yes,
single
yes.
thing.
Oh my gosh, this is so fascinating. We have to take a quick break, but Michael Olson will be back. Michael, give the best website for people to find out about the show and you and all the work that you've been doing all these years.
Yes, I hang out at a place called metrofarm.com.
And we will be back with Michael Olson in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. What a fascinating story Michael Olson has brought us today. He is, of course, with a food chain. Is it just called Food Chain Radio.com?
Food Chain Radio is the name of this. What's Eating What Radio? It's a radio program and a podcast, much like what you do. We do a radio program and then we podcast it so it's available forever. And it's always located on my metrofarm.com website. But you can just, you know, do a search for Food Chain Radio. And you will find that I have done 1,275 radio shows about food. What's eating what?
And yes, the most I love your shows.
And the most recent one I did was called High on Hemp. And it's the whole brings forth the whole notion that there is so much more to this plant than what we have been given by our federal government. The federal government prohibited the use of cannabis in the 1930s. It, in effect, focused our attention on the single intoxicating properties of the plant. That was it. That's all they allowed us to think about. It was like Harry Anslinger, the lead enforcement officer, going into the yards of Polish families and pulling up the hemp that those plants were going to be their clothing. And Harry Anslinger was ripping them out of the ground and telling the world, you can't use this for clothing because it has a dangerous, intoxicating property. But in doing that, the government focused our attention on that one single property of a plant that is said to have 50,000 different uses for the human being. 50,000. And the government focused our attention on that one thing. That's what they say. Now, I don't know who could possibly spend the time to sit down and count them all, but, you know, if you look back through history, it was essential. It was one of those tools that we used to survive. And, you know, this survival business is getting pretty serious these days. And we need every darn tool that we can get to survive. And here's a plant that, as Harry Anslinger said, if you had a shirt made of hemp fibers, your grandchildren would never wear it out. And now we're learning that we can use this plant to make building materials. We don't need trees. We can make building materials. We can make wood and plywood and metal out of this single plant. And this, all of these uses have been taken away from us by the federal government in what I think is the greatest cannabis crime ever perpetrated on human beings. Prohibition.
Yes. Well said, Michael. Well said. You know, Michael, this is the part that I don't understand, because you have a plant that the revenue from the taxes alone could be a game changer. You have an industry where young people are excited about getting back to the land and farming again. There's a new young movement. I mean, it's the plant that keeps on giving, Michael.
Well, but it has forever, all the way back to the beginnings of recorded history. And it was such a wonderful description of the Scythians that Herodotus provided us for 3,000 years ago. And here's a plant that provided these people with clothing, with essential fatty acids to build bigger brains, with just about everything you need, with wings to sail across the ocean. My goodness.
Yes.
And they took all of that from us. They took it all from us to focus on that one single property of THC. And then, you know, I mean, they did a great job of selling it, don't you think? But the government did a wonderful job of selling us on how much money we could make by growing illegal cannabis. Think of the headlines. DEA and local sheriff's department raided a garden at Freddie's house on East Elm Street and confiscate $70 million.
Yes, yes.
And so we all looked at that and thought, well, I guess that's what we do with pot now. We got to grow it and hide it, and we can make a lot of money. And so they did such a wonderful job of selling that one use of cannabis. It's just that one intoxicating properties. But in doing that, they stole all of the other 50,000 uses. They took it away from us. They stole it. It was the greatest cannabis crime ever.
It's so amazing, Michael. It's just so amazing. If you had your crystal ball, do you see the plant becoming a state-to-state, continue to be state-to-state, or do you think it will be widespread in all states at some point in the next 5 years?
Well, I don't think you can suppress all of those uses. I think we need them. I think survival is such a precarious business. We need every tool we can get. And cannabis has been one of the best tools ever throughout the history of human beings. It's been the one plant that has enabled us to do so much. I can't see us suppressing it forever. I just don't see
it. Oh, I hope so.
All.
Well, we're so grateful that you are doing your radio show, and you have to come on my health show and talk about food and agriculture, because we need to be educated, as you have been doing with us today. Give us the best website as we say goodbye to you, Michael Olson.
Yeah, metrofarm.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
There.
And we'll take a quick break. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD. but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. You know, we were just talking with Michael about the extraordinary benefits of this plant. Well, joining us today, and by the way, those of you listening to us on WCRN or our Boston affiliate, you knew her as Q Jamerson on Fox 25, and she's absolutely gorgeous. But she had to have an early retirement because she was a television anchor suffering from multiple sclerosis, and she had to wean herself off the daily intake of 9 pharmaceuticals, retooled her health regime, and started focusing on CBD and THC products. And today, Q Jamerson Sarfer is with us, and you feel terrific. And tell us about your journey and this road that you've been on, Q.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me. And hello, Austin. I miss you guys. So, yes, I was a morning anchor here in Detroit, and I started noticing things were just weird. I would walk my dogs, and my feet would fall asleep. I would watch TV, and my hands would fall asleep. And one day I was coming into my house, and I just face planted. My legs stopped working. I took a WebMD quiz, do you have MS? And I scored 8 out of 10. And I went to a neurologist, and I was subsequently diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. My multiple sclerosis mostly affects me with fatigue and memory loss. I have short-term memory loss, which is why I decided to retire from television news. I was anchoring 4 hours a day, and that's not it's not great when you have memory loss and you're trying to juggle a bunch of things.
Sure.
right. So, while I was diagnosed, and the doctors put me on a host of pharmaceuticals, and unfortunately, they made me feel worse. And after the third trip to the hospital, because my MS would affect my stomach, and I would have stomach spasms that would not stop, which led to nonstop vomiting. Hopefully, no one's eating right now. If you are, I'm sorry. And after the third trip to the hospital to be pumped with morphine and intravenous muscle relaxants, my husband said, why don't you just smoke a joint? And I smoked a joint, and it gave me relief. And it also gave me energy, which I did not expect. So I was on Adderall at that time, 80 milligrams of Adderall every day, which is a huge amount of Adderall.
Huge amount.
And
huge. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And I was able to wean myself off of Adderall first. And after that, I said, well, there's something to this. And I changed my diet. I changed my diet. I also upped my exercise regimen. And, yeah, over time, I was able to discontinue the use of all 9 medications. And unfortunately, though, my condition, it didn't necessarily progress, but it was to the point where my doctors decided that it wasn't best to be in a high-stressful career. And I retired, and at that time that I retired, that's when legalization efforts were starting or continuing here in Michigan. So I joined the legalization movement, lobbied and campaigned for full adult use legalization. That happened in 2018. On election day 2018, I opened a provisioning center in Detroit. It was called Botanic, but with a Q at the end. And then about a year after that, we were lucky enough to accept an offer from an out-of-state company to acquire Botanic. They've changed the name now. And my husband and I have moved on to cultivation efforts in Warren, Michigan. And I have launched my CBD line with a THC line coming soon. And my line is called Culture, and that's Culture spelled with a Q.
I love it.
Great. Thank you.
So, tell me how you're doing today and how you use all of the different forms of cannabis, Q.
Wonderful. I'm doing great today. Knock on wood and everything else in between. I'll always have MS, and so I accept that. And it's really about managing my condition. So I make it a point to not be stressed or to manage or to handle stress in a better way. And, yeah, so I would say that when it comes to my cannabis regimen, I'm really into some of the minor cannabinoids right now as a multiple sclerosis patient. I'm really interested in the cannabinoid CBG, that's G as in goat, cannabigerol, and also THCV, which is a non-psychoactive component of the cannabis plant as well. And see, these are components that are being studied for other medicinal benefits. So I start my day with a THCV tincture, and I end my day with a Delta-8 CBG tincture. It helps me sleep. I have insomnia like seems like everybody. And
yes,
I've found that a combination of the Delta-8 with the CBG really helps me sleep and get a good night's sleep. And, I'm also a big fan of recreational use or adult use. So I have no problem taking a puff or two and in the middle of the day, just at 4:20, when it's time for a puff, I'm ready for a puff. And I would say that's my general regimen.
What has it been like having this business during COVID?
Well, you know, it's funny. I decided to launch Culture right during COVID. I for the last 5 years, I've been trying to launch a THC brand, and that's been a challenge. Hopefully that'll happen this year. But when COVID struck, my mentor said, you know, let's launch the CBD line first because I could do that online. And I did. And so it's been great. What we decided to do is, and again, we just launched in March. So Culture, and my website is Culture Club, Culture with a Q, club.com. And we launched in March. And I hold online events so people can get educated, and they're free. Thanks to a sponsorship from Open Book Extracts, and that's the company that I get my cannabinoids from. All of my products are made with Open Book Extract products. And, so because of their sponsorship, I am able to have a nurse, a cannabis nurse, who answers people's questions free of charge. On the last Thursday of every month, we have a tea party, a high tea party, and people can. You know,
oh, I love that! Oh, I love that! Yes,
it's so much fun, and we do it virtually, so everybody can just be at their homes, and we do it on Zoom. And yeah, we pick a theme, we pick a topic every month, and we discuss. But it's also a chance for people to get their questions answered by a medical professional who is knowledgeable about cannabis, because that was the biggest hindrance and obstacle for me. I found that, you know, if you spend 2 hours reading projectcbd.org, which is a great resource for cannabis information, chances are you'll know more about cannabis. Mm-hmm.
We just had him on the other day. We just had him on.
Yes,
he is.
Absolutely. All the time. Because if you read the information on that website, you will know more about cannabis than most doctors. And that's a shame. And so we want people to get some good, vetted answers from a medical professional when it comes to using cannabis for whatever medical issue, and also to use it as an adult, to use it recreationally. What are your concerns? What are your issues? We want people to have a trusted, vetted source who can give them accurate information.
So you're doing such great stuff and making a difference in your life and the lives of others. That's why I do this show. It is so important to it's so important to get education out there.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It really is. Yeah. Yes. It's just critical that we become educated, because without it, you would be suffering. And Q, what's the best website? Please, people want to know more about your product, the launch, all the exciting things that you're involved in.
My website is cultureclub.com. That's culture, cultureclub.com. So find us at cultureclub.com. And please sign up for our mailing list so we can send you the information about the monthly tea parties.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Q. It was so great talking with you. And we will take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
An Educational Odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. That's 800-908-3086.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. Joining us now, which is another great story. I'm just loving today's show, and I hope you are as well. Jack Grover is now with us. He's the founder and CEO of Grove Bags, which is a provider of cannabis packaging specifically tailored for the unique physiology of the plant to create the perfect climate for cannabis preservation. And that's really important because, and Jack is also someone who's familiar with the Boston area. Jack, you went to Babson College.
That's correct. Both my co-father and I are Babson College graduates.
So Jack, your brother Charlie has cerebral palsy. And so you entered this cannabis arena kind of to help your brother, and we understand because we have Ruby Bees on it, they created product for their daughter with cerebral palsy, and people have no idea what a life changer the CBD is, but it has to be stored, and it's really more complicated than one could ever imagine.
And, it really is. It's a very unique plant, and actually, with our packaging, we found we preserve potency up to 40-50% more versus other leading packaging methods. And that's really important because cannabis is a fragile, unique plant, and it's constantly respirating, constantly degrading, constantly changing. So, preserving the philosophy of the plant is actually very important. It's allowing the integrity of the medicine to really reach the patient.
So, Jack, I'm hearing some interference in the background. I'm going to ask you if you could just stay put for 1 second because you're fading in and out and we want to get all the information. So tell me, if you would, what you had to go through to start a company in this arena as a young entrepreneur.
Well,
Jack, are you there?
Yeah, are you with me?
Okay. Yep, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Hi, I just switched off my headset. Sorry about that. I hope that's clear.
Yes, go ahead.
All right, perfect.
We didn't hear you.
A lot of challenges as an entrepreneur getting a business going. We've been doing this for 6 years, but certainly the first couple of years, I think, you know, this is very cottage industry. It's been doing things, you know, in a very the secretive fashion given, you know, regulation and given prohibition for a long time. So there's a high degree of skepticism of new products and new technology. Beyond that, the packaging industry is a, you know, very old, very established industry where it's, you know, before, you know, you're big enough to start buying machines and producing stuff and internally, you've got to rely on external manufacturing partners. That is an enormous challenge. Getting things made consistently to your standards and your specifications and in a timely fashion, I think any entrepreneur will tell you, is one of the most difficult things about a product business.
And you're making such high-quality products as well at Grove Bags.
That's right. We consistently are trying to hit weights, so there's a lot of weight variance in individually between resin bags from one bag to another. We try to have consistent weights. We make everything domestically here in Ohio, We really have everything beyond FDA food grade standard. We meet the highest standards in the world for cleanliness and for food grade. So we really are trying to make world class, you know, high end packaging and try to advance the industry forward, because we believe cannabis needs to be able to operate as traditional consumer packaged goods industry would operate, and it needs suppliers that can enable that.
Yes. And this, it, you know, I don't think people understand how climate affects the packaging, affects the product. Therefore, the packaging is really critical. And we don't talk a lot about this, but the efficacy of the packaging is really the key.
Oh, it absolutely is. I think there's, you know, there's a number of considerations when a cannabis business is going to package their medicine before you even talk about efficacy, or efficacy, which I'd love to chat a little bit more about. You've got to consider the durability of the package, you know, whether or not the package is controlling for odor and discretion, whether or not the package is controlling proper oxygen levels. Cannabis, through our research, we found cannabis actually wants about a 2% oxygen level. In addition, you want to make sure that that package is maintaining a 58-62% relative humidity, and that also needs to be an anti-static antimicrobial.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, a lot. Let me ask you a question, Jack. Were you crazy doing this? Crazy. Oh, my gosh. There's the regulations. That's just extraordinary.
It's certainly unique, especially with the regulations. We're starting to see more and more regulations that are informed and tailored around the actual physiology of the plant in terms of regulations that restrict, you know, ultraviolet light, or regulations that are actually towards anti-static packaging. What's interesting about anti-static packaging is why that's an important element in any sort of cannabis packaging, and unfortunately it's so rarely seen right now, is that about 90% of terpenes hide in the trichomes plant, and trichomes are very fragile, so static charge will actually pull those off.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that we owe you the biggest gratitude for putting great packaging together. And give us the website, Jack Grover, please, for Grove Bags.
GroveBags.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us and educating us about the important packaging, the role of good packaging. And we are done with this edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. This is Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
That's the time. You must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile.
Been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.